Gaines Dog Food presents Juvenile Jury. Yes, it's Juvenile Jury, brought to you by G-A-I-N-E-S, Gaines Complete Meal, a meal that nourishes every inch of your dog. We invite you to spend 30 minutes with the children of America as they attempt to solve the problems which you, the listeners, send in. Now, of course, if your problem concerns the feeding of your dog, our jurors will give you just one answer. They'll tell you to feed Gaines Complete Meal. Gaines is more economical to feed than any other type of dog food. Gaines is the meal dogs love. Gaines is America's largest selling dog food. And now to introduce our jurors, here's the originator of Juvenile Jury and our program moderator, Jack Barry.
Thank you, John Scott. And hello again, everyone. Waiting to prove that children should be heard as well as seen are five average alert youngsters, their ages ranging from 5 to 10. Reading from left to right, meet
Dickie Orlin, age 7. Robin Morgan, age 5.
Con Liu, age 9.
Peggy Bruder, age 10.
Charlie Hankinson, age 6.
Thank you, children. Now let's dip into the mailbag for our very first question. As you know, for every question put before the jury, the sender receives a Benrus, the official watch of famous airlines. Our first letter is from Mrs. H.J.W. of Syracuse, New York. She sent this first question, and she's getting an attractive Benrus wristwatch for putting her problem before you kids. Here's what Mrs. W. writes. She says, when my 9-year-old son goes to bed, he keeps on his shoes and socks. He says that saves him work when he gets up in the morning. What should I do? Charlie Hankinson's first.
Well, I think that you should tell him if he keeps that up, he'll have to wash his sheets in the morning floor. Then he won't like that, so I'll have to take them off.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. That might help. Peggy Bruder.
Well, maybe he wore his shoes and socks so long that he can't get them off.
Well, that may be the reason, but I don't think so. Kong Lu.
Don't let him go skiing in the morning because maybe he wants to put on his skis to go to sleep.
Yes. Don't let's not let him go skiing. Dickie Orland.
Well, maybe he wears his shoes during the night because it's a long hike to the bathroom.
All right, you must be well fortified. Thank you, Dickie. Robin Morgan.
Well, the mommy can get his shoes off at night by giving him a bath before he goes to sleep. And if he tries putting his shoes on after the bath, then don't take him out.
All right, Robin, thank you. Peggy Bruder?
Well, why did you compromise and have him go to sleep wearing his socks?
All right. I don't know that Mother would like that, but we'll suggest it. Dickie Orland.
What does he do when he has to have his shoes fixed? Does he go to a blacksmith?
Probably, if there's one in the neighborhood. Robin?
Well, maybe the mother should tell the little boy that if he wears his shoes day and night, he'll wear them off twice as fast.
Yes, all right. Kong Lu.
Well, let him go to sleep in his shoes and socks, but when he's sound asleep, take them off.
All right, Kong, that sounds like good advice to me. Peggy Bruder.
Well, why doesn't he use a black sheet?
Black sheet?
Yes.
All right. Charlie, you never wear your shoes and socks, do you, when you go to bed?
No.
What do you wear when you go to bed?
Just my feet.
And I suppose you sing, I Ain't Got Nobody. Well, we're very, very happy to throw out the welcome mat today to a brand new member of Juvenile Jury, our replacement for Patsy Walker, who departed a couple of weeks ago because she had reached the age of 12. He is 9-year-old Kong Lu. And Kong, we're very, very happy. We hope that you'll be with us for a long time on Juvenile Jury. To find out a little bit about you, let's ask a few questions. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at PS 166 Manhattan.
Uh-huh. And what would you like to be when you get older?
I would like to be a businessman in the construction.
What would you like to build?
Buildings.
That's good. Mm-hmm. And what does your daddy do?
He works for the United Service to China, which sends help to the Chinese people and also the Chinese children.
That's very nice. Now, Kong, what are your hobbies?
Airplanes. Mm-hmm. boxing and eating noodles and anything that's wrong.
Oh, I see. What, you like noodles a lot?
Sure.
Why do you like noodles so much?
Because they're long.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm fine. We hope you'll be with us a very long time. Incidentally, Peggy Bruder, I hear that the Lane Bryant's department store has elected you their junior consultant in their Miss Polly Pigtails contest they're now conducting. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
You're pretty well qualified. How long have you had those two beautiful pigtails?
Oh, a long time. Since I was 5 years old.
Oh, uh-huh. And are they difficult to make?
Oh, no. My mother makes them. It's easy for her.
Fine. Well, Peggy, I want to wish you and Lane Bryant Stewart my best wishes for a very successful contest.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All the way from Mansfield, Georgia, has come this next letter sent to us by Master R.W. We're sending him a slick-looking, venerous wristwatch. Master W. writes as follows. He says, I sweep the floor of my room, I make my bed, I clean the hallway, I go on errands to the store, but I can't stand washing dishes. My mother wants me to do it, but I think that boys shouldn't be seen in the kitchen. What should I do? Charlie Hankinson.
Well, I think as you do all those things, and one day you must be tired. You might not be able to stand up doing all that work in one day.
Well, so do you think he should be in the kitchen or he shouldn't?
I think he should rest at least. Rest at some time. That would be at night. That's the only time he has a chance.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Bruder.
Well, I don't see why he doesn't stay in the kitchen, because there are lots of men that stay in the kitchen in the army.
Yeah, but I don't think they liked it. Tom Lou.
Why does? Because does everything.
By golly, Ralph Edwards is going to love you. Robin Morgan?
Well, if he's able to do all that, he'd make a wonderful wife.
Maybe so, but I think he'd hardly ever be a wife. Probably make a wonderful husband, too, Robin. Dickie Orland.
He's getting good experience for when he gets married.
You almost sound like you have some experience, Dickie, but that's hardly possible. Anyone else have any suggestions, Peggy Bruder?
Well, excuse me, I forgot what I was going to say.
All right. Tong Lu.
Times are changing and the women are going into the factory, so why shouldn't the men go into the kitchen?
Thank you, Tom. You certainly have a different outlook on life. Robin Morgan.
Well, if a little boy doesn't want to be seen washing dishes in the kitchen, then why doesn't he wash the dishes in the bathroom?
An interesting observation. Dickie Orland?
Well, why would he tell his mother that he can't wash dishes? Because he doesn't belong to the dishwashing union. He only belongs to the sweeping and dusting union.
All right, Peggy. And finally, Peggy Bruder.
Well, instead of doing all those things for his own room, why doesn't he do it for his mother's room? And then I don't think she'll want him to wash the dishes.
All right, I think that all you kids are agreed. This boy certainly does enough work making the beds and sweeping the floors without having to worry about the dishes, too. But maybe when no one's around, he could help Mother once in a while. Now here is our popular feature, Gaines' Dog Guest of the Week. Each week, we bring a real dog on stage to see if the juvenile jury can identify it. And here it comes now.
This is John Scott speaking off stage. The jurors can't hear me, but Gaines' dog guest today is an English Cocker Spaniel. Now back to Jack Barry.
Well, now, jurors, as you can see, this is a merry little dog. It's about as bright and active as he can be. And if you don't think he's smart, just look at that intelligent expression on his face. He stands about 16 inches high at the shoulder, weighs about 35 pounds, and has a silky blue roan coat that's medium length and slightly wavy. Who knows what kind of a dog this is? Charlie Hankinson, want to take a guess?
No.
All right, maybe, yes, Charlie.
I think it might be a Cocker Spaniel.
All right, what do you think, Robin Morgan?
Well, I think it might be a Spring Spaniel.
Cocker, Springer. What kind do you think it is, Dickie Orland?
Well, I think that it's a Cocker.
Peggy Bruder?
Well, I think it's either a Cocker Spaniel or maybe it's a Field Spaniel.
And what do you think, Tom?
I think it's a Cocker Spaniel.
Well, boy, your kids are pretty sharp today. Gaines' dog guest is a Cocker Spaniel, and his name is Jippo. Now, Jippo isn't an American Cocker. He's an English Cocker, standing a little higher and weighing a little more than our American Cockers. Can anyone guess what these dogs are used for? What do you think they're used for, Robin Morgan?
Well, I think they're wonderful watchdogs. They're wonderful for children. They're very good hunting dogs.
Uh-huh.
And they're also wonderful pets.
All right. What do you think, Peggy?
Well, they are very good pets, but I think they have a very good scenting ability, and I think that they retrieve or they hunt.
Uh-huh. And, Charlie, what do you think that they're good for?
I think they're good for pets, and I think they're sort of good for hunting dogs.
All right. Well, as a matter of fact, cockers are sporting game bird dogs, and according to the American Spaniel Club, they're the smallest of these sporting spaniels. Besides hunting, cockers can be trained to make excellent retrievers, and they take to the water without so much as a whimper. Now, who can describe how these dogs hunt? How do they hunt? Yes, Robin?
Well, I think they hunt by their scent. Either their scent or their tail.
So they go heads or tails?
No, sir. But you know what I mean by the tail, sir? I think they hunt by the tails because whenever they see the bird, they'll give a wag of the tail, which will notice the hunter that the bird is somewhere around and he'll start shooting.
Well, as a matter of fact, Robin, I have another tale for you. Here's how cockers actually work. They run ahead of the hunter at a fast, snappy pace looking for game bird. Then when they find one, they flush it, which means they frighten it into flying. Then they drop to the ground quickly and remain quiet until the hunter has aimed his gun. Finally, they retrieve the game when his command is given. Incidentally, no one told us how these dogs got their name. How did they? How did they get their name? Robin?
What kind of bird did you say they hunted?
A woodcock. That finishes the question.
I thought that maybe it was a cocker. The bird of the cocker, so that's how they got their name.
Anybody want to take a guess at how they get their name, Peggy?
Well, maybe cocker means something in an English, or I mean in another language, like a retriever.
You don't know how true you are. Anyway, kids, not over in England, but... As a matter of fact, over in England, there is another name for it. You see, these dogs came from England. They used to hunt a small game bird called the woodcock. So you see, you were right. That's why they're called cockers.
Which reminds me, Jack, do you know how they... Jack, do you know how to call
a cocker?
It says
so right in the script there.
You'd never get it from me. Say, Jack, do you know how to call a cocker or any other dog for that matter?
No, how, Scotty?
Well, first like this.
Here, boy. Come here, boy.
That's great.
Well, if that doesn't work, all you have to do is just say, come on, boy, it's time for game.
Fine technique.
Yes, you can bet it never fails, Jack. You can go right back on now, Gainesville. You see, I was just explaining something to Jack. All right? You know, Jack, big dogs, little dogs, all dogs come a-running for game. They love it. Yes, and it's a good thing, too, because game's complete meal nourishes every inch of them. It contains everything they're known to need. Fats, carbohydrates, protein, plus all the essential vitamins and minerals and more than required a month. Yes, game supplies many things meat alone cannot provide. Yet it's so economical to feed, it's amazing. Some types of dog foods, say canned dog foods, may contain up to 70% moisture because they're cooked in the can. But game's is dry food, over 90% concentrated food. You add the liquid yourself at no extra cost. Now, what's the sense in paying for moisture? Well, there isn't any. So buy nourishment, buy game. Tomorrow, buy Gaines' complete meal at your grocery or pet supply store. Then call your dog like this. Here, boy, come on, come on. It's time for Gaines. Yes, and then he'll speak. Speak for Gaines. It's America's largest selling dog.
Thanks, Scotty, and thanks to our Gaines dog guest of the week. Take a bow, Jippo. Now, as a regular feature of Juvenile Jury, we invite our younger listeners to present their problems in person. This week we have with us 4-year-old Abby Faden of New York. Now, Abby, you step right up to that mic and tell the people what your problem is. What's your problem, Abby? What's your problem, dear?
When I was a little baby, I didn't know anything, so I used to say thank you, and my aunts know best, and she'll say thank you so much. So what should I do for the joy to help me?
Let me see. I think I got a problem now. If I'm not mistaken, when you were little, you used to say thank you instead of thank you.
Yes, and now I say thank you when I
can. Oh, it's changed a lot. Now you say thank you. Yes. And your aunt teased you about it.
Yes.
And you want to know what to do? Okay. Well, kids, you have some questions. Peggy Bird.
Why do they tease you? Because they think it's cute.
Your aunts think it's cute to tease you. All right. Robin?
Well, why do you mind them teasing you? Because you know they love you.
But I don't want everybody to think I'm a baby.
Well, how old are you? How old are you?
4.
Dickie Orland?
Well, how old were you when you said thanks instead of thanks? I mean, thanks instead of... when you said what you did.
How old were you when you first said that, Abby?
2.
Well, why don't you tell your relatives that you were young then, and you can't be responsible for what you did then.
All right. Thank you, Vicky. Robin Morgan?
Do you consider yourself a grown-up now?
Yes.
What?
What did you say?
Yes.
Yes, you're a grown-up now.
You know, does your...
I wonder what you're going to think when you're 6. Yes, Kong?
Do you go to your dentist 2 times a year?
Why do you ask that, Kong?
Because maybe her tooth has a wrong position, and then she says thank you instead of thanks.
Oh, I see. All right, Kong. Abby, does your tooth have a wrong position?
No.
Hmm? All right, kids, let's take a run down here and see what you should do about this. Her aunt teases her because she says thank you. What do you think about it, Vicky?
Well, it really doesn't make any difference how you say it. It's what you mean that really counts.
You're so right, Vicky. That's swell. Robin, what do you think?
Well, why don't you explain to your relatives that when you said thank you were young and you weren't responsible.
All right.
But now things have changed with you. And they should treat you differently.
Yes, all right. Kong Lu.
Write thank you on a note, then they won't tease you.
Okay, Peggy Bruder.
Well, before I give my answer, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you have teeth when you were born? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes? Is there a doctor in the house? I doubt that she had them when she was born, Peggy. Why do you ask?
Well, maybe that's the answer.
That she had teeth when she was born?
She didn't have teeth when she was born.
Oh, I see. That might be. Charlie Hankinson.
Well, I used to say that because once I used to say, and my daddy was teasing me about it, I don't care. I used to say, goo, goo. Baby.
And he teased you about it?
Yeah.
And when he said goo, goo to you, what'd you say to him? And he said, goo goo, and he teased you.
Yeah.
Well, how do you like
but
that?
But it didn't tease me so much.
No. Well, goo goo to you, Charlie. And Abby, as far as you're concerned, I think the best thing for you to do is to sort of disregard it, forget about it. And if your aunts see that teasing doesn't bother you, they'll soon stop teasing you entirely. Thank you very much, and thank you for being with us, Abby Faber. Now here's a word to our listeners. If you'd like to attend a juvenile jury broadcast here in New York, write to Juvenile Jury Box 148, New York 8, New York. For tickets to Juvenile Jury, write to Juvenile Jury, Box 148, New York 8. Here's our next question, kids, from Mrs. A.D. of Colorado Springs. She'll receive a beautiful Benrest watch. And here's what she writes. She says, my 8-and-a-half-year-old daughter insists that I lower the hems of all her skirts because she says that all ladies now have long skirts. Now, I don't like to do it because she's so young. And besides, I'd hate ruining her clothes. What do you suggest? This is a real timely question. Charlie Hankinson.
I think that she should wait till she gets older to do that, because I never saw anybody around here with long skirts.
All right, Charlie. Peggy Bruder?
Well, why doesn't she keep her skirts short but walk around as a need? And then the people won't tell the difference.
Okay. Kong Lu.
Well, tell her that When she gets married, she won't be able to buy so many long skirts because then her husband will get bankrupt.
You mean you necessarily, when you get married, your husband has to get bankrupt?
Well, if you want to buy lots of things.
I'm going to stay single. Robin Morgan.
Well, why doesn't the mother tell the little girl that in the summertime she should wear short skirts, but in the wintertime girls should let their dresses down because boys let their pants down?
Next juror, Dickie Rowland.
Well, why don't the mother buy her one real long petticoat and let her wear that under all of her dresses?
All right. Dickie just sneezed, too. Dickie, I can't resist asking you this question. In the wintertime, do you let your pants down, like Robin said?
Yes.
Well, that's right. He wears short pants in the wintertime, and in the summertime, in the wintertime, his mother lengthens them, and they get real far down. Yes, Julie Hankinson.
Well, I think that you should buy a dress for her too long for. And then let her wear it, and then the children will laugh at her all the time. And then she won't like that, and then she'll be glad she has them just right to fit her.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Okay, kids, we want to tackle that. Well, good suggestions. I think she's a little too young to do that, to wear those long skirts. And so I think that she should wait until she gets us a little bit older. Now, our jurors will be back in just a moment with more questions and answers. Now, here's John Scott and Gaines Talking Dog.
What's that, Gainesy? Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks a lot, fella. You're a little... I suppose. But every dog could give thanks every day if his master fed him... Gaines Complete Meal. Right, fella. And here's why. First, Gaines is a nutritionally balanced complete meal. Yes, a meal that nourishes every inch of a dog. And second... Gaines is economical. Yes, boy, Gaines is economical to feed. 1 5-pound package of Gaines, mind you. Just 1 5-pound package provides nourishment equal to 15 1-pound cans of canned dog food. And the cost? That's my punchline. The Gaines cost only about 1/2 as much. So you see, Gainesy, it's just good, plain, common sense to... buy nourishment, buy Gaines. Yes, boy. And I hope every dog owner in America heard you say that. Because if they did, they'll all start discovering for themselves that it's wise to let their dog speak. Speak for Gaines. It's America's largest selling dog food.
Thank you, John Scott and Gainesy. Now, here's our second in-person guest. He's four-year-old Gregory Amsterdam of Manhattan, New York. Now, Gregory, suppose you tell your problem to the jury. What's your problem, Gregory?
I want to tell jokes, but my daddy won't let me.
You want to tell jokes, but your daddy won't let you?
Yes, sir.
I see. What kind of jokes do you tell?
Funny ones.
Well, why doesn't your daddy want you to tell jokes?
He wants me to learn my ABCs first.
He wants you to learn your ABCs first? Have you learned them?
Yes. I know them already.
Uh-huh. Well, what's the matter with that? You learn your ABCs. I guess that he's pretty happy about that. Well, Gregory, you know, I know your daddy. Your daddy is Maury Amsterdam, the famous comedian, star of the Stop Me If You've Heard This One show, and operates the Playgoers Cafe here in New York. There's no reason why he shouldn't. Refuse to let you tell jokes. Now, let's see, Greg. How about you and me going through some of those routines that your daddy and you do, and just let the kids decide whether or not you should tell jokes, okay?
All right.
All right. Now, what's your name?
Gregory H. Gregory.
Gregory H. Gregory?
Yes.
What's the H for?
The break the monotony.
Well, that's a good idea. How old are you?
Four.
Four? What do you expect to be?
Five.
Five. Well, I have no doubt that you will be. Greg, are you the oldest in the family?
No, Dad's oldest in the family.
You know, you look pretty good today, but how do you feel, Gregory?
miserable?
Feel miserable? What seems to be the trouble?
I didn't sleep last night.
Didn't sleep last night? Why not?
Because I didn't go to bed.
You know, Gregory, I've seen you play a game with your daddy, and we'll see if we can play it here this afternoon. Now, I have a nickel and a quarter here in my hand. Which one will you take?
The nickel.
The nickel? Well, the quarter is more. Why don't you take that?
Take the quarter and play the game with me anymore.
Oh, and you won't play the game? I won't play the game with you anymore. You're so right. Mm-hmm. I want to find out something about your home life, Gregory. Do you live in a nice place?
Yes, it's very beautiful. Do you know where Central Park South is?
Central Park South? Oh, that's a wonderful neighborhood, yeah.
Well, we live on the Lancy Street.
Well, that's very nice, too, in some spots. Tell me, Greg, what kind of an apartment do you have?
It has a sunken living room.
A sunken living room? What, sunken living room?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
This morning, it sunk down to the basement.
Well, Gregory, you've given me a fair sample of your gags. Let's see if the kids and the jury have some questions for you. Kids, Robin Morgan.
How do you know they're jokes?
Oh, their jokes are right. You heard people laughing. They're laughing a lot, and they like those jokes. Peggy?
Well, why do you want to tell the jokes?
Why do you want to tell the jokes, Greg?
I want to be like my dad.
Oh, I don't blame him. He's certainly a fine comedian. Let's Dickie Olin.
Where would we be if Red Skelton's father didn't let him tell jokes?
You're right. Kids, let's take a quick rundown here. You've heard the sample of Gregory Amsterdam's jokes. Now let's see whether or not you think you should go on telling them. Dickie, do you think so?
Well, I think that you should tell your father to listen to your jokes. Because if he won't listen, who will?
All right. Robin, do you think you should tell jokes or not?
You want to tell jokes, and your father wants you to study, right?
Right.
Well, then, so why don't you all compromise that you'll study how to tell jokes?
Very
then
good.
You'll be studying and telling jokes at the same time.
That is an excellent suggestion. Kong Lu?
Well, I think you should learn jokes because then you'll follow your father.
Fine. Peggy Bruder?
Well, you tell very nice jokes, and I think that you should.
Charlie Hankinson?
Well, I think if your daddy doesn't want you to, you should tell jokes one day and then don't the next.
All right. But Gregory, certainly do not give it up. I'm going to have a talk with your daddy right after the show, and after that, we'll see if you can continue telling jokes. Thank you for being with us, Gregory Amsterdam. Now here's John Scott with a very important announcement.
Here's great news, friends. Beginning with our next program, for each question used on the air, the sender will receive a brand new prize. It's a $100 monitor combination radio phonograph with an automatic record changer that plays both 10 and 12-inch records, plus a complete album of four brand-new comedy records by George Burns and Gracie Allen, one of the top 10 albums. Send your questions to Juvenile Jury, Box 148, New York 8, New York. Remember, beginning with our next program, you'll receive a combination radio phonograph plus a top 10 record album if your question is used on the air. All questions become our property.
Thank you, John. Our time is up. So until next week, good luck from...
Dickie Orland, Robin Morgan,
Kong Lu,
Peggy Bruder,
Charlie Hankinson.
And of course, from me, Jack Barry, with this closing thought. Out of the mouths of babes, both times come gems. Goodbye.
Juvenile Jury is presented each week at the same time by Gaines Complete Meal, a meal that nourishes every inch of your dog. This is John Scott speaking. This program came from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.